king can't get to his daughter if there's water in the moat. What if she needs her dad?
Well, if the king really loves his daughter, he'll find a way to get across that moat. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Did you know that if you're a believer in Jesus, there is nothing that anyone can do to separate you from God? It's true. Here's one of my all-time favorite verses from the Bible, and it's a good one to memorize. It's Romans 8:39, and it says, "Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, let's listen to our story. It's called Nothing Can Separate. Splash! Joel's brother filled the trench between their two sandcastles with a full bucket of water. "No!" Joel's eyes filled with tears. "Now they can't get to each other!" She jumped to her feet. "Take the water away, Stanley." Her brother shook his head. "There has to be water in the moat." "No." Joel looked between the two castles. "No." "What's going on?" Tessa, their babysitter, walked up to them. "Joel, calm down." "He put water between the castles." Joel pointed at her brother. "Now they can't get to each other." Tessa smiled. "Oh, and they're in love?" "No." Joel stomped a foot. "Stanley has the king's house. He built a castle for him, and I built the princess's house. She's his daughter. Her daddy needs to be able to get to her." "Oh," Tessa scratched her head. "There has to be water in the moat," Stanley said quickly. "Well," Tessa crouched down, "if the daddy loves the little girl, he'll find a way to get to her." She picked up a shell and set it by Stanley's castle. "This is a boat for him to use to get to his daughter."
"What if the boat doesn't work?"
Joel asked, brushing at her eyes. Tessa picked up a piece of driftwood and set it between the two castles. "And this is a bridge." Joel swallowed. "Maybe that would work." "If the daddy loves his princess, he'll find a way to get to her," Tessa said. "Just like God will always find a way to be with us. Nothing can ever separate us from him. Jesus became human and died to save us, and he will always be with us."
"What about when we do bad things?" Stanley asked, looking up from his castle.
Tessa shook her head. "When we trust in Jesus, our sins are forgiven."
"What about when it's storming?" Joel asked.
Tessa smiled and shook her head. "Are you asking about God or the people living in your castles?" she asked. "God won't let anything separate you and him. That king in Stanley's castle is going to find a way to the princess, even if it starts to storm." Joel stared at her babysitter for a long minute before she smiled too. She liked the thought of that. Well, how about you? Do you know that if you trust in Jesus, he is there with you no matter what you face? He isn't going to leave you because you do something bad or because your life is too messy. He came to earth, died for our sins, and then rose again so he could be with us forever. Nothing can separate God from his children. Even when you face storms in life, he will be with you. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 39.
Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
And our key thought for today, nothing can separate you from God. Would you like to get the Keys for Kids stories in the mail for free? Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.